when Simon Ches Sivov, the Mechaba says, Al talis kotten yochel lavoich lehis ateif af al pi she'enem is ateif. Al talis kotten, one can make the bloche lehis ateif, even though the pale he's not making ituf, el aloif shay. He's wearing it, he doesn't make ituf at all. That means in Siv Gimel we learned, the shaykh to make ituf and a talis cotton also. But he's saying that one, even though he does not make ituf, he can still make a brocha lisatev betzitzis, ago v'yeshaymrim, shemavochen olav al mitzvah sitzis. If you do not make ituf, you should not make the brocha lisatev and a talis cotton, you should make a mitzvah sitzis. V'chein noyagim v'chein l'shanis, that's the minig, and one should not change this minig. So therefore the Gemara is saying, if you do not make ituf, make the brocha or mitzvah tzitzit. So let's see, so we have here two days, the Mechaber and the Gemara. The Mechaber says, even though Ella loiv shoy, v'abrocha hili is ateis, he can still make the brocha lisatev, ki nusach habrocha kachu. That means the nusach habrocha was made on all talisais, and since a talis godol, you make ituf. So that was the nusach habrocha, even though particularly on a talis cotton, you do not make ituf. That's k'may leishay basukim. So if we will assume the word leishev means to sit in the sukkah, so one does many pu'ulas in the sukkah that is lav davki yeshiva, makes teal in the sukkah. Al koponim, but that was the nusach of the broche, even though the tzuras ha-mitzvah is an anoifin, not through yeshiva. So the same thing, so even though this talus kotnari is wearing the oifen alavisha is not through ituf, but that's the nusach of the bracha. That is the sheet of the mechaba. The Ramos says, no, the ein l'shanis, no, you should make, if you don't make ituf, you should make a mitzvah sitzit. Hainu, betalas kodn shalonu, she'ein misatvim boi. The Ramos only comes to say, if you do not make ituf, please don't make the bracha lisatvim. But if he does make it to, he can make it to by a talis cotton also, yochel lechatchil lavoich lisatev. Ubediyavet, in birech b'chol talis cotton lisatev. Now, so we have here, if you don't make it to, you make a mitzvah. But what is it he made lisatev? Oyshe birech al talis godol al mitzvah sitzis yot. Veda, now he's telling us, Ilchus Talus Kot. Now, we're speaking about a Talus Kotten, the Levorech al Talus Kotten, at Shiyye al Koponim, Olkoi Shloishes Rivei Amo Lachol Tzad, that the length on each side should be at least 3/4 of an Amo, and let us just be a little let's just go. Let us assume for 1 minute that an ama is 24 inches, so 3/4 would be 18 inches. 18 inches the length on each side, and the same thing, the width will also be 18 inches. The nekev base atzavo ein oile min minyan, and also he says that if we're measuring, we're saying the minimum shear of a beged is 18 inches. Now, let us just assume for 1 minute that let's say this is a talus cotton, we have here a talus cotton, and we have here a nekev, a chelik that is cut out, but he sticks his head in, and we'll start measuring, so we have to measure that there should be 18 inches. So here, so if I don't have if I don't have on the whole width of the beged or the length of the beged, that means this nekev is taking away aside from the length and aside from the width. I need 18 inches this way, need 18 inches or 9 and 9 by the ksafayim. I need 9 and 9 inches. So if I don't have 9 and 9 inches on both sides, and I want to be mitzaref the nekev, so he says the nekev is not oila min haminyan, so it's no good. I need 18 inches of beged. So let us just say two things. So l'cheire means to say, in talisis ketanis, there's two types of openings. There's an opening that they make a slit, which is like a V. There, nothing is cut out, theoretically. They just make a hem around the slit, but nothing is cut out. So then you have the whole reichev abeget, is it this way, and this is the length and the width, because nothing was taken out. So you have a beget of 18 inches by 18 inches. If you have, and that's if you have the, there's only a slit in the beget, and the head goes through the slit. If you have a neket, so then we have here a problem. So then the Mishnah Berurah says that it is not that you, the nekev is not mashlam the shia. But it's kedai to say over Amiradik HaChazainish. The Chazainish says as follows. If we have here a nekev, we have here the nekev in the middle of the talus cotton, and we have here on both sides of the nekev, by the shoulders going down, we have oimed meruba al hapolis. That means that, let us say, if we need 18 inches, so let us say on each side I have more than the size of the nekev. That means, let's say, the nekev, let's say, would be, the nekev would be 5.5 inches. The nekev would be 5.5 inches. And the two sides will be 6, that means there'll be 6 inches on each side. 6 and then 5.5, or so let's make it, so it'll be 6.25, 6.25. We'll have our 18 inches this way. So we have 6.25, 5, and 6.25. And going this way also, we have 6.25, and 5 and 6.25. So in such a case, we hear there's a concept of oimed meruba al hapolit. That means this area is polit, it's cut out. I don't have beged here. But on both sides, I have more beged than chesovim. By Mechitzas, we have such halacha also. And the Chazanish says this halacha applies by Big Bay Titzis also. So if the side of both shoulders are larger than the nekev, so then the nekev is mitzurif. And so I could have, see, theoretically, I don't need beged of 18 inches. I can use, if I have 6 and 6, or 6.25, 6.25, so whatever, says even if the whole is 5, so I can add on the whole to be mashlum this year. That is how the Chazanish paskins. And so Kochach, the Mishnah Berurah, is speaking about in a case I don't have oimed meruba al hapolitz. You have the neck. That's what the Mishnah Berurah is saying. The neck is taking away. From, that means if you need 18 inches of beged, you don't. But what's over here? Because it's part of the beged. In order to have a shein beged, it has to be 18 by 18, the whole beged. If there's a chalik of the beged that's not 18 by 18, that's not beged. So here you don't have beged. And here you also don't have beged, because the nekev takes away. That's your problem. See, if they have a bigger beged, that's what the Mishnah Berurah is saying. Or make a V. Then you can put your head into the beged, and you didn't take away any chalik of the beged. If you have a telescope like a V,
the V
solves
the problem.
The V will solve the problem. Yeah.
Oh, wow. I don't know.
No, because by Avi they don't cut away it. No, by Avi they don't cut anything away from the beggar. They just make a slit here and they make like a T. A slit, that's it. It's a slit. It's like a T. They make a T and a slit. Yes.
So they make a difference on the word beggar.
That's another thing. Probably you should. By a T, you can know which is the front and the back. Yeah. By what?
When you have the material, for sure, there are pieces around.
That's something else. So the sleeves also I'll upon them but it's cut out. No sleeves. So then the Mishabur, so they have to know how big it is. That means we're saying if it's bigger than if you have a hole, and so that's cut out, so then the Mishnah Berurah says, so you have to have material which will add up to the shear of that means on each side of your shoulders, it should add up to at least 18 inches, unless we have the Chazanish, you'll have way with Berurah Lepolis. The V is the best way, or you can get a half a garden now that the same in Burba La Polis. What? That is not, that isn't problematic. That's, yeah. Okay, that isn't a problem. The problem is if it's polyester, that will be a problem. Polyester is a problem. A beggar is polyester. That we'll have that later because Ramesh says a synthetic beggar is potter min hatzitzis. That's what Ramesh says. So Mamela, so theoretically you don't have to. What? It's plastic here. He holds a synthetic beggar is potter min hatzitzis. You need pure cotton. Preferably you should have wool. But if you don't have wool, you should have cotton, pure cotton, not natural material, not synthetic material. That we'll have later in the simonim. Flax, yeah, but flax is a nupa, linen. That's right. That's linen. That's a whole parsha. That's a parsha. Vegam shiel pasuach ruboy. Now he's saying like this. Now other talasim ktanim had lemaisa, they were sewn from the top, and that means it covered the body from the top, and then it opened up on the bottom. So that theoretically, it's also a good talus cotton. That means it's mamish a beged like your T-shirt over here, but you have beged till here, and then there's a split. There's a split here. So Mamelis, he says he has to make sure that if you'll measure from underneath the arms to the end of the beged, roiv has to be open. That means that the split is equal to the chelek beged, so then it's not chayv betzitzis. So you have to make sure that roiv should be open. That's another tanai. Yeah. Branshi posu achubay. Yeah. And it is preferable to have a larger beged that it should be an amo lamo. That's why it's like perhaps 23 inches, 24 inches. We'll get there. Now, Sif Zayim. Sorich lahafrid. Chutei hatzitzis zemizet. One has to untangle the chutei hatzitzis zemizet. That means it happens a lot of times, especially if you wash the tzitzis, that they get tangled up. They're tangled one and the other. So the Mechaber says you have to untangle the tzitzis. Now let us see this. Kol chut bifnei atzmai. That each chut should be separated. Shloyim mesubochim echot bechaveiroi. One chut should not be entangled with another chut. Vim nishtahe lovoi lebeisa knesset. Val yedeze yispato milo yispalo betzibo. Kosta mamogin avrom deitzoyz ledagdik bezeh vayim bebir aloche. Now this is a very interesting thing. The Mogen Avraham says, this halacha, that we have to make sure that the tzitzit should not be tangled, me'ikar adin, this is only applicable when they had tcheles. So you had a chutzal tcheles, and gimel chutim shalavam. So there the halacha was that they have to be separate. The chutzal tcheles cannot be tangled with the chutei lova. That was the halacha me'ikaradin. Nowadays, we don't have chutei tcheles. So me'ikar, so the Mogen Avraham says me'ikar, then it can be tangled. That the whole halacha was but. Well, we're not talking about that. That is another discussion which will not be discussed now. But now the Mogen Avraham Zichar didn't have tcheles, so he said that now that we don't have tcheles, so me'ikar adin, it can be tangled. But zecher, we should remember what it was, bisman tcheles, so that is why we should still untangle the tzitzit. So therefore, the Mogen Avraham says, fine. So that's an inyan to no chilek, no chilek. This adin in tzitzis period, that the tzitzis should not be tangled one and the other. They should be separate. Each chut should be separate. That's what the Mechaber is saying. By all tzitzis, talus gadol, it should be. They should be separate chutim. No. Okay, that's when you check. Okay, but he's telling you, you do check, that checking is a second in which we'll have further. We're talking about, besides checking is if you're checking if there's missing a chut. That's the problem of checking. But here we're speaking about, I have all chutim, but they're all tangled up. So here, there's a loch, there's not permitted to be tangled up. So the Mogen Avraham holds that really, if we only have chutei lovam, it's not applicable. But a zeicher, when they had chutei tcheles, the halacha was, they had to be untangled, so that halacha applies today. Zot the Mogen Avraham. If a person comes to shul, and he's nebuch a little late, so he has two alternatives. Alternative number one, he'll start untangling his tzitzis, and that will take a good 10 minutes. Nebuch, his wife just washed the beged and he put it on and it's a good 10 minutes. If he'll untangle the tzitzis, he won't make tefillah b'tzibah. Or he won't untangle the tzitzis and he'll wear the tzitzis tangled up and then he'll make tefillah b'tzibah. Zok the Mogen Avraham. Since we don't have tcheles and the whole thing is only a zeicher ba'alma, so forget about it. So the frumkeit is where you tangle tzitzis, and daven tefillah b'tzibah. That's what the Mogen Avraham says. This is the Bi'alocha brings the Mogen Avraham. But he brings down others hold. The goyin holds not like that. It's irrelevant. We have tcheles. We don't have tcheles. The tzitzis are not permitted to be tangled up. So according to the goyin, he's chaylik at the Mogen Avraham. What are you saying? You're davening without kosher tzitzis. So the Mishnah Berurah obliges by Tzorachin exactly what one should do. But it comes out, according to the goyin, untangling the tzitzis is a more serious affair. According to the goyin, could be not yaitze. The Chazanish Lamaise paskins that Mika than your yaitze, even though it's tangled. So Al Kaponim, we have what? you have to untangle in Shabbos is a problem. Is a problem. And
when we put it.
Yeah, yeah, it's a problem. It's a problem, Taki. Because it's brought on, you should check your sister on Shabbos, untangled, because if you didn't do it, it's a problem on Shabbos. It's not a problem. It's called a tikkun. That's not so posh. Shabbos. The Chazani shows me that it's mutter, it's only a hidden mitzvah. The Mishnah Berurah seems to be misupik how chomo this halach is. Now this third aloha is Moiradik, which the Chuvis van Hoggis is mamish. He goes to town with this aloha, and he asks a Moiradik Akasha. But let's first see the aloha. Yechavein, one should think, bees atvoi, nis misatev betzitzes, shetzivonu akadish bohu, lis atev boi. The Rabbein Yishlam told us, to be misata b'tzitzis. Why? K'day sheniskar kol mitzvosov la'asoysom, that we should remember all the mitzvahs. That's why we wear a beged of tzitzis, in order we should remember all the mitzvahs. Let's first see the Mishnah Berurah, and then we'll see what we just said over here. Yechavin behis atvoy. Zeh milvat akavonem shesorech lechavin bilvishe lakai mitzvah tzitzis. That means like this. By all mitzvahs is atin mitzvahs tzriches kavonem. That means before I do this maisa, I have to be mechavin. Why am I doing this? The Rebbe Shlom said I should do it. Mitzvahs tzriches kavonem. Fine. So that's a din by all mitzvahs. There's no special din. Yeah. B'zeu melvat ha'kavod she'tzorich lechavin bilvishe lakai mitzvah tzitzis. There is a din I have to think the reason why the Rebbe Shlom gave us this mitzvah. That means I'm doing it. The Rebbe Shlom told me to do it. Finished. I'm doing it. I don't ask any questions. I have a por adum and I'm a mazeh. You do it. I don't understand how it works. I don't understand the mechanics. I do it. It's a mitzvah to do. I do. About kaponim, but the mitzvah of tzitzis, we'll see tzitzis, tulin, and sukkah are unique. That by these mitzvahs, since the Torah gave us a reason for the mitzvah, so the poskim say, so if the Torah gave us a reason, so we, when we do the mitzvah, we have to not only think I'm doing this because the person said to do it, but I'm doing this to accomplish the reason. The Torah gave us a reason. The Torah wanted an accomplishment to come out from the mitzvah. I'm doing it today to accomplish the reason of the mitzvah. Now let us see. The custom of Askenidin Betulim Besukim. After Bishar Mitzvahs, Yoytev Shloy Mechavim Bodova. Kim Shoisa, he doesn't think anything. Kim Shoisa Hashem Hashem Shetzivu Lasoisa. I don't have to think reasons. Hanok Shani. The Tzitzis, Tfilin, and Sukkah is different. The Tzitzis Ksiv Lamantiz Kiru, you should remember. As kol mitzvah Hashem basisa myself, but tefillin lamantia teres Hashem b'picha. There's a reason why we wear tefillin. Ubesukkah laman yedu deresechem ki besukkah say shafti. So meila. So therefore, one should think of it. Umikol mokay nira. Now we have here a mechaba. The mechaba does not sound so lenient as the Mishnah Berurah is saying. The Mechaba is telling us you should be Mechavan the reason why we're doing the mitzvah. That's what the Mechaba says. So the Mishnah Berurah says, Umikol Mokim Nire, that's the Choza Lechatchila, that's Lechatchila. Lechatchila should Kedei Lekayim HaMitzvah Bishlei Musa. Avu B'diyem Ben Afim Lekivin B'chol Eilu, you didn't do it. Rak lekayim mitzvah hesa yotzi yaita b'di'evik, v'akach matosik, b'chim begonim, b'chim mechofei shekosov kein, v'chim ash v'lustom d'bir ha'grosh, v'lo b'tzitzis ein ha'kabod v'likuva. So, Rav Sternbuch in Shuvitz van Hoggis, he has a mirdike kasha. He says, and we before we put out the talus, we look at the siddur, and the siddur say bochinashi l'shem yichud gufi a whole ariches. A tefillah, a chalukah, the rabbonim, talis noy, a whole thing. But this kavone, they sing beautiful things over here, which no one is against them, which are beautiful tefillahs. But this kavone, which the mechaber says, I have to think that I'm doing this. The liskos called mitzvahs, I'm doing the Rav Shema, I put out this to remember mitzvahs Hashem. You look in the siddur, it doesn't say that in the siddur. So, and I said, it does say that. The new modern Siddurim say that. V'hinini mechavim batizis kufi betzitzis v'shenizkel kol mitzvish Hashem lasoysa. That's what it put in my Siddur and other of the more duktiknikis Siddurim they put this in. You should say this. And Rav Sternbuch didn't have such a Siddur. See, he wrote it in his Siddur to remember to say this. But this is God, an important thing. It's an important thing to remember to say this in your mechavin, that the Tuvis Kadei Shiskel Kamitzvis Hashem La Soysam. So that is.
On the screen it says,
yeah, okay, so that could be. Yeah, Lamantia Teres Hashem Beficha could be that's what Teres Hashem means to remember. It's here, it's Mitzrayim of the Gvulus. There it says. But here it doesn't say. And by Sukkah, it also doesn't say, but Sukkah, it says also, the Mishmish Shavuot brings down, when one sits in the Sukkah, she be mechaven, the mitzvah is to be, remember, Nanei HaKovet. So Al Kaponim, this is Al Kaponim Zichar, Al Chatchila de Kedin, that one should say it, or Al Kaponim think it, that he's putting on the tzitzit, Liska, Mitzvah, Hashem, La Saisa. Yeah.